Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Kate Abdo, the host of Kicking It, a new weekly show from the CBS Sports Golasso Network, where Clint Dempsey, Charlie Davies, Mo Adu, and I connect with the biggest personalities from global soccer and beyond to learn about their journeys and what makes them tick. This is the place for football fans to hear unfiltered conversations with the game's most familiar faces. So what are you waiting for?
Follow and listen to Kicking It on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hello from Moving Central. That's I need to do that so I can let off some steam. Yes, it's still Wedded Bliss, but tell me, anyone out there, do you love moving? Moving is not easy. And part of being a brand new wife in a brand new marriage means I get to help my brand new husband move his house. We have already done so much work to try to pare and purge on both ends, but the moving is coming to a head. The packing, that's what stares us in the face. It is coming to a head as we stare at a Thursday departure date for New Jersey. So you guys, this is my haven right now. I might need a few cleansing breaths. I might need to let out some steam. Oh my gosh. I'll just admit it right now. After a few hours of packing boxes, Mom and her husband were over. After a few hours of packing boxes and emptying out Bob's kitchen and making piles of items to donate, plus throwing items out, packing other items. After all of that, I walked into the dining room light fixture for maybe the 12th time on Tuesday and let out a yell, "If I walk into that thing one more time!" Oh my gosh. It's not as though I don't see it, weirdly enough, because it's hanging actually nose level. It used to be hanging over a table. The table's gone. I do not know why I keep walking into it. It's not my finest hour. And then I yelled at the light fixture. Perfect. That will tell you exactly what's going on here. And the emotions that are just under the surface, and I'm trying to keep them at bay. It's the end of the year. It's, gosh, day number 14, living out of a bag with my toothbrush in a little holder as opposed to in my bathroom. And there are still a lot of boxes to fill and a lot of bins to fill and a lot to do before Thursday. So right now, in the After Hours super secret home base, I'm breathing. And I am thrilled to be able to spend these next 4 hours not moving, not packing boxes, not wrapping up items that are fragile and need to be packed together. We have a trailer. We will begin putting furniture in the trailer come Wednesday afternoon, but none of that matters right now. Though I do, of course, have stories because you know me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I feel better already. You guys, you are overwhelming me with messages. I'm trying so hard to keep up with them, but it is nigh impossible. between Twitter and Facebook, I seriously have no idea how you guys have time to do anything else with all the messages you're sending me. Thank you so much again for the holiday messages from Christmas to New Year's, to the support and the encouragement and the fact that you share my joy. I mean, my joy. There's so much joy right now. Yes, there's joy, okay? It's just that moving is not fun. So that the fact that you share my joy and that you are invested in my life in a way that means you care about what's happening on a personal level, I don't even know how to say thank you other than from the bottom of my heart, it means the world to me. Thank you so much. I've had people tell me over the course of my career that I connect with an audience in a different way more than any other radio hosts they've known. And I don't really know why or how, just that you all feel like family, a different kind of family. Some of you are a little crazy, like every family has some crazy members. In fact, I might be the crazy family member. Maybe Bob's family thinks that of me. I'm now the new crazy addition to the family. But I never expected so much support and encouragement and excitement and just the demand and the curiosity for photos and stories and any little bit of intel. If you're just joining us for the first time since before Christmas, I did work last night into this morning, Tuesday morning. But now as we morph from a Tuesday into a Wednesday, it's typically our hump show, but not during the holidays. So it's not the Ask Amy Anything segment that you've come to expect. We'll get back into that first of the year, 2024, when producer Jay is back and we can get into our familiar routines. And I know many of you are out of your familiar routines, which means that some of you are catching the show for the first time in a long time. Some of you are catching the show for the first time ever. Just give us a chance. I say give us 2 weeks and we will win you over. You will decide that this is either a show or a podcast that you cannot miss. Either because you love it and you have so much fun and you laugh and we keep you company, or because you absolutely hate me and you need to keep tuning in to fuel your anger and your obsession. Either way, don't care as long as you are listening. And it usually takes about 2 weeks and then, like I say, you're hooked. So if you're listening for the first time, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. I heard from multiple people on both sites over the past 12 hours who are catching the show for the first time, and that's awesome. You can even let us know where you're listening or how you're listening. There are a variety of ways to tune in. We've got 300 plus affiliates across the country and north of the border. We've also got SiriusXM Channel 158. Shoot, don't quote me on that. It changed not that long ago, and I'm pretty sure it's 158. That's something I probably should know. We also have a podcast that you can listen to on your own time, and I did post the link on both Twitter and Facebook on Tuesday afternoon. If you haven't checked out my new Twitter profile, you should. I really enjoyed updating my Twitter profile on Tuesday afternoon. It gave me a respite from packing boxes. At least the kitchen is almost done. But I've never met a man. Oh, dear. I hope he doesn't get mad at me. I've never met a man who has more spices and oils and different salts and rubs for me to, I don't even have a third of what Bob has in his kitchen. And so there was a lot of time spent packing up salts and spices and rice oil and coconut oil and three different kinds of olive oil and multiple balsamic vinegars. And I don't know how many ground oreganos and basils and rosemaries. I asked him, why do you have so many of these? Oh, I don't know. I would be at the store and I would get another one, not knowing if I had some in the cupboard. Well, there's good reason. The cupboard is so full of spices and salts and rubs and seasonings that, yeah, I can imagine you don't know what's in there. He is a man of many talents, and one of them is cooking with spices and seasonings and salts and peppers and every other different additive and substance known to man. Wow. But I tell you what, he grilled some venison and beef burgers tonight, and they were terrific. So I guess I shouldn't say a darn thing. But I've never heard of some of the elements, some of the different seasonings he pulled out of his cupboard. I've never heard of some of them before. I'm not sure what that says about me. But he is a terrific cook, and it was fun to have him cook for me and mom and Mike. And that was a nice break from the packing as well. So we've got boxes out the wazoo, some full, some waiting to be, what do you call it? When you build, I guess you build them when you fold them up and tape them up. We've got packing tape everywhere. We've got rolls and rolls of packing paper. We have all manner of packing supplies, even a dolly sitting in the dining room. So yeah, I am counting the days now until Saturday evening. I know some of you are counting the days because there is a big football game coming up on Saturday evening in the NFL. That's the Lions at the Cowboys. Cowboys love being home as much as I love being home. Maybe even more than I love being home. So I'm looking forward to Saturday evening because the trailer and the two vehicles, I'll have to tell you about that, what we're doing to get the 1,700 miles from Houston back to New Jersey, where we will make our first home together. I think that between the Cowboys and me, there will be incredible joy at being home on Saturday evening in time for that game to kick off. Thanks again for all of your messages. By the way, there is news on the home front. I can't tell you what it is. You're going to have to go check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. In fact, there is a photo with news on the home front. I hope it makes you laugh. I haven't had a chance to put it up yet on Facebook, but I will. And this is a nod to all of you who are constantly asking me about this element and member of my family. So you need to go and check it out. But like I say, I haven't put it up yet on Facebook. I will. We are just getting started. We're going to dive into some of the NBA storylines, and I have a bit of a confession to make, but also an update on one front in the association. Elsewhere, it's been good to see Ja Morant settle back into basketball after his suspension to start the year, and now the Grizzlies have won four consecutive games. Even to see him on the court and looking like he's got a fresh perspective. He's still got that same intensity and excitement and competitiveness. But what a relief for him. And maybe some redemption in there as well. Is it too early to say that he is rehabbed, quote unquote, that he's found new ways of expressing himself and dealing with some of the stress and anxiety, that he recognizes the danger of social media, but also recognizes the danger of some of his poor choices, whether publicly or privately? All of that remains to be seen. We're not there yet. But it is neat to see him back on the basketball court because he's dynamic and he's dazzling when he's on the court with the ball in his hands. Certainly the Grizzlies are thrilled to have him back, one of the best young guards in the NBA. To see him throw down a dunk off an alley-oop in overtime against the Pelicans, to see the exultation, to hear the yell, another 30 points, 30 plus points actually for the Western Conference Player of the Week. We're really trying to get the audio from the Grizzlies, but there were quotes from him after the fact. So they've won four straight and are getting a major boost offensively, but you can see the rest of the team is playing now with a sense of purpose, with a sense of urgency, recognizing that their best player has returned and that's giving them a jolt. So four wins in a row for the Grizzlies. Not the case for the Detroit Pistons. Boy, would they settle for just one win in a row.
Nets looking to take their first lead. Bridges on the left. Drives cut off by Cunningham. Spins back right. Fadeaway dotted line. It rolls in for Mikal Bridges. And for the first time tonight, the Nets have the lead. They've come back from 14 down here in the first half to take a 39-38 lead. Bridges handling up top. A chain of defense. They move it left. Cam Johnson, pump fake. Cuts left down the lane. Pass to the corner. Finney Smith, a three. It's good. Oh, a huge three for Dorian Finney Smith. A five-point lead for Brooklyn. Timeout with 38 seconds to go.
And he missed them both. Now you got to move up. And then they just threw it away. Alec Burks tried to get a quick outlet pass to Ivy, and it went over Ivy's head, and so that puts an end to anything. Holy moly. So the Brooklyn Nets get the win, and the Pistons fall short once again. 118-112 is our final.
Oh, man. 27 consecutive losses all within this single season, which is the most ever in NBA history in a single campaign. So the Detroit Pistons have dropped 27 in a row. If they lose one more, it would make 28 straight, because that's some hard math right there, 27 plus one. That record belongs to the 76ers going back not quite a decade, from the 14-15 season into the 15-16 season, which would mean they'd match the longest in league history regardless of the season it was in. Okay, so a little bit complicated, but the Pistons have lost 27 in a row in just the single year, which is the most ever.
A reminder that that Sixers era was basically the start of the process and trusting the process.
Yes, at trusting the process that gets you to the second round of the playoffs and no further. So on both Nets radio and Pistons radio, you get the combo. You get the picture. Detroit hasn't won since its home opener. Oh my gosh. Detroit hasn't won since its home opener. I need to stop yelling. Though, Bob tells me he did not hear a thing last night while I was doing the show. So I'm in a super secret home base, which is a spare room on one corner of his house. He is on the other end of the house. And he's got both dogs sleeping with him, though you guys are not going to believe what Penny did today. Anyway, well, what Penny's doing right now, actually. I don't think with my yelling about the Pistons, it'll wake him up. He's got a fan going. He's a really hard sleeper, and he desperately needs some sleep. So I'm really hoping that this is not waking him up. But are you kidding me? They haven't won since their home opener in October. We are talking about now 2 months. Come Thursday, 2 months without a win. No doubt that is weighing on them. From Monty Williams, who, remember, was with the Suns last year and got fired, takes this job with the Pistons. We're talking about opposite ends of the spectrum. And as much as he doesn't want to talk about it, of course, he has no choice, because this is now a defining stretch for a once proud franchise.
I'm sure it was. I mean, again, when you look at records, you think of coaches. You know what I mean? But I'm sure the players don't want that attached to the name on the jersey. And was it, you know, heavy? It may have been heavy for a while. That's just the nature of this kind of losing streak. And, you know, it's not going to change because we're grading the level of it. You know, we got to do what we got to do to change it.
A lot of my positivity comes from just the joy of the game. I love what I do. I'm blessed to be healthy and play, so that's where it comes from. But there's nothing positive about this situation right now that we put ourselves in. So that's where we got to dig deep and get ourselves out of it.
That's the voice of Cade Cunningham after Monty Williams. And you may remember Cade was selected number one overall in the 21 draft. Okay, so now 2.5 years in the league. He had 41 points tonight, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Most of his points in the second half. And actually, as you heard on Pistons radio, Detroit actually had a double-digit lead in the first half. They got off to a really fast start. They had to think this could be the night. Had a double-digit lead for the first time in a game since mid-November. But the second quarter, the wheels came off. Half dozen turnovers, and they went from being 14 up to 7 down by halftime. That's how quickly it happened. And for Cunningham, you can hear it. It's a classic tool that many humans use and need to use to deal with adversity, to deal with tough circumstances that at times would threaten to knock us over like a wave. He says, I have to remember I'm healthy. I'm playing in the NBA. I can get out there every night and hoop it up. This is not the end of the world. Does it suck? Yes. Is the frustration real? Is it heavy? As you heard Monty Williams say, he actually says it's been heavy for a while and it's not going to change. We've got to do what we've got to do to change it. Right? And so Cade Cunningham and the rest of the Pistons locker room and that coaching staff is dealing with this, and it gets heavier and heavier. And there's more attention and there are more questions, and they're the only ones who can change it. But many of us, and I do this too, how often when things just stink, because let's be fair, sometimes life just sucks. You lose people you care about. You lose a job you really enjoyed. You have money challenges or money problems, conflict with people that are important in your life. Maybe it is a physical or mental health challenge that you've been battling for a long time and it just doesn't seem like it's changing. All of those things. That's part of walking on this earth, being a human being. And very often, the way that I can pull myself out of what feels like a perpetual spinning of my wheels, going over and over and over the circumstances and what can I do and banging my head against the wall, is to remember, okay, here's what I have to be thankful for. Here's what I have to keep me going. If it's nothing but the basics, I have my health, I have my family, I've got pets that I love, I've got a house, I have money to buy groceries. Sounds exactly like what we're hearing from Cade Cunningham. Sure, it's frustrating. Yeah, it stinks. But guess what? I get to play basketball for a living. I'm healthy. I'm out there on the court. And right now, those are reasons to be thankful. So I appreciate his perspective. But man, 27 losses in a row. And if they tie the Sixers from about a decade ago, losing 28 straight, now we're talking about longest in league history over the course of consecutive seasons. Would you like to know their schedule? Maybe not, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on it. Oh, man. Look at their schedule, and it's nothing but red L's. I just have never seen anything like it. Guess what's up next? Coming up on Thursday evening, they take on the Celtics in Boston. Oh, yeah, those Celtics. Who just happened to have one of the best records. Actually, I think it is the best record in the NBA. Right. That sounds fun. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I promise you an update on Facebook too, but it's already on Twitter. You guys are amazing. You're overwhelmingly awesome. One of our colleagues actually said to me earlier on Tuesday evening, they really missed you. The audience really missed you. Could you feel the love? Well, I did take a week off social media, but now I can feel the love. Absolutely. So coming up a little bit more from the NBA, the confession I have to make, so funny. I told my friend who works in the NBA this, and he was speechless. Well, I was busy, okay? Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick.
NBA fans, listen up. I'm Trista Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast. And if you love this league, the storylines, and want a funny, digestible way to get all the news from around the association and someone to break down what's really going on straight up, no chaser, and make you laugh at the same time, follow the Heat Check on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, producer Manny and I have already ruined the perfect show. There goes the perfect show. There goes the neighborhood. Oh no, I'm yelling again. I don't know how he cannot hear me. But you know what? He worked during the daytime on Tuesday and I was sleeping. So we had switched places. I was sleeping in the bedroom. He was in the office and he says he talked on the phone and says he got lots of phone calls and I didn't hear a thing for 6 hours. So I suppose it's possible if you are that tired. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so this is kind of funny. My dog, Penny. I guess now I have another dog too, but my dog Penny, you all know her, 14 years old. She's such a trooper. She's now, oh gosh, getting used to a little mini Aussie. But I think she and Daisy are good companions because Daisy's afraid of everything. And now she's a great watchdog. The second she hears a noise, a doorbell, a knock, some strange noise that she'd never heard before, she barks. But she is afraid of her own shadow. So we had someone, a friend of Bob's, over on Tuesday evening to take some equipment out that he had lent to Bob. So he was here. They come out of the office with armfuls of this equipment, and it's workout equipment. And as they walk out of the office, just the clanking of this workout equipment scares Daisy half to death. She comes flying off of the floor, onto the couch, onto my lap where I'm trying to get some work done. So this mini Aussie, she weighs about 16, 17 pounds, maybe a little more. She's real sweet. She's very agile. She'll chase a frisbee or a ball or a toy for days, especially when I'm trying to get work done because that's the best time to play, apparently. She's just over two. She's sweet and she's funny and she's a typical smart, sassy Aussie, but she's scared to death. Penny is oblivious, right? Because she's mostly deaf and just goes where she wants to go. Now these days, I can't just let her out of the house because she doesn't hear me anymore when I try to call her back. And she'll just walk. She'll start walking and she'll be halfway down the street before I even see her. She walks herself. Anyway, so I have to be real careful with her when I open the door now. She just likes to go and be outside and I could lose track of her. Anyway, Daisy and Penny are getting along just fine now. They're sniffing each other. They're drinking each other's water, but they're good. They're well on their way to being wonderful members of a blended family, except for this one minor problem. Oh my gosh, my dog is such a disaster. So Penny, she deals with anxiety and she woke up in the middle of the night last night. I didn't know it, but apparently she was pacing and panting around the bedroom. And so she woke Bob up a little earlier than he anticipated and he couldn't get back to sleep. He was worried about opening the door and letting her out because he didn't know if it would disturb me while I was doing the show. Anyway, I gave her a mild anxiety pill, just mild. It just helps her sleep. Doesn't put her out, anything like that. So the dog is snoring in the bedroom as I come out to do the show. And I took a short nap. I know that when I laid down for the nap, she was at the foot of the bed. Again, snoring away, dreaming, having a grand old time, enjoying her beauty rest. When I got up from the nap, she wasn't at the end of the bed and I didn't know where she was. And I hear the click, 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 little toenails of Daisy. So obviously much lighter than Penny's toenails. I knew it was Daisy. And I couldn't figure out why Daisy was moving around, because generally she's asleep on her bed, which is next to our bed on Bob's side, right? So I'm looking for Penny. I'm looking for Penny. Oh my gosh. My dog had gotten up from sleeping at the foot of the bed, had somehow managed to get over to Bob's side of the bed, plopped down right on Daisy's bed. So Penny is now like, okay, 70-pound Penny, right? Her shoulders, her neck, her head are all resting on Daisy's bed. Oops. So Daisy doesn't know what to do. So she's now clip, 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 click, 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 all around the bed. And I tried to get her to sleep on Penny's bed. I don't know whether or not she did. So yeah, Penny just made herself at home and decided she would plop down not only next to Daisy's dad, which is, you know, that's don't cut off her lifeline to her dad. And now she's sleeping on Daisy's bed. Great. This is going perfectly, swimmingly so far. But you can't move Penny. First of all, as I say, she's deaf, so she can't hear you anyway. I'd have to wake her up, and that is not something I do anymore. When Penny's sleeping, we let Penny sleep. But poor Daisy was all out of sorts because her bed was commandeered by a larger animal. Anyway, I'm sure you all have funny stories about blended this and blended that. Well, we have blended pets. And if you haven't yet checked it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, there's a photo, an update of one of the pets, the one that's been left behind. So make sure you check that out. I'll put it up on Facebook here during this break. And coming up, I have a major confession to make. You all may be very disappointed in me, but I missed this particular piece of news while I was busy getting married. So I'll just admit it and give you my opinions on it. Our phone number 855-212-4227. Again, Twitter or Facebook. No Ask Amy Anything tonight, though many of you are asking questions about the last 2 weeks and all that's transpired. Many of you are asking, where's the photos? That's also a good question. So maybe I'll try to answer a few of those, but officially, we will not have Ask Amy until the new year and 2024.
Curry with a dribble off the handoff, goes to the left side, fires away, off balance, defender near, and knocked it down.
He's on one right now.
He's got 30.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Warriors Radio, Tim Roy, longtime voice of Golden State's radio network, and yes, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are still the same. And even without Draymond Green, the Warriors had won 5 games in a row until they ran into the Denver Nuggets on Christmas night. This was when Steve Kerr, maybe you saw this story, lost his cool over the way the games are being officiated. Not necessarily during that game between the Nuggets and the Warriors, but just the fact that he says, overall in the league, the way that officials are handing out fouls, the way that officials are, he thinks, caving to the pressure put on them by athletes on the court, that it's really changing the tone and tenor of every game in the NBA.
The players are really smart in this league, and for over the last decade or so, they've gotten smarter and smarter, and we have enabled the players, and they are taking full advantage, and it's a parade to the free throw line, and it's disgusting to watch.
Hear, hear. Thank you, Steve Kerr. I cannot stand watching it. The constant stops and starts, the constant whistles, nonstop free throws. That's what it feels like all the time. And so I agree with Steve Kerr. Between that and teams jacking up 59 triples or 70 triples per game and making 7 of them, oh yeah, the product is blech sometimes. I'd rather stick a fork in my eye. So I agree with Steve Kerr. I agree with the concept that he's throwing out there, which is that players know how to work the refs. They know how to work the refs and get the fouls called. And he was, again, not specifically talking about this battle versus the Warriors, though. Nikola Jokic, he was on the free throw line what felt like every 2 minutes. Jamal Murray, of the Nuggets said, as long as a player is selling a call versus flopping, there's no problem. So his counter is, hey, if you are emphasizing the contact because you want the officials to see it, you want to make sure it doesn't escape them. Well, that's one thing. Flopping, which is faking it, that's completely another. And we know that's now outlawed by the NBA to the point where they will fine, even suspend, if a player is egregious and continues to flop and ask for calls. Now, it's certainly a judgment, right? Think NFL, pass interference, DPI versus offensive pass interference. When is the contact okay? When is it not? What about a catchable ball? Well, in the case of the NBA, it really is a judgment. Was there contact? Okay, yes. Is it possible that enhancing the contact or enhancing the reaction because there was contact, just to show the officials, just to draw their attention to the fact that there was contact, is it possible that that is not the same as flopping? Okay, flopping would be if there's no contact. But the problem is the officials have to be looking directly at it, not catching it late based on the player who was fouled, the player who wants the call. I don't love it. None of that do I love. I say no blood, no foul. I do believe that, unfortunately, the NBA is no longer as much of a contact sport. And Steve Kerr kind of points to the defensive side of the ball, which you know is really important to him, and says, this league has changed so much when it comes to D.
I have no problem with the officials themselves. They're all across the league. We have really good officials. I have a problem with the way we are legislating defense out of the game. That's what we're doing in the NBA.
I agree with that. And you know, the rules have changed to the point where hand checking is no longer allowed. You can get called for a foul simply for hand checking, which I think is just dumb. Why? Because a player can't do what he needs to do if you have a hand on his hip. That, to me, again, that's ridiculous. It's over the top. But the rules changed, similar to the NFL, a few years ago. Gosh, maybe now almost 10 years ago, if not more. Because all of these leagues, the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, they wanted to facilitate offense, points, scoring. So what they're trying to do is take away the defender's ability to crowd and body up and hand check so that the offensive players have more room and space. There's more motion. It's happening all over in pro and college sports. But as we've heard so many athletes say, it tilts the field. Now, this is football specifically, but tilts the field in favor of the offense. Some of the best quarterbacks in NFL history will tell you it's really unfair now the way the defense is forced to play with one hand tied behind its back, like collectively. And then Steve Kerr goes on to say, because players recognize that on offense they have the advantage, because they recognize that if they just do a little bit of selling, if they just do a little bit of enhancing, quote unquote, they're likely to get a whistle and get free throws. Well, they're working the angle as best they can.
The way we're teaching the officials, we're just enabling players to BS their way to the foul line. If I were a fan, I wouldn't have wanted to watch the second half of that game. It was disgusting. It was just, you know, just baiting refs into the calls, but the refs have to make those calls because that's how they're taught.
Right. It's not the officials who are making poor calls. This is at the direction, at the whim, if you will, of the NBA. And again, we're seeing it in hockey and in football too, where what the leagues want, and by league, I mean owners. Okay, so we're not just talking about commissioners. All of these rules changes have to be approved by the ownership. The owners form a little oligarchy In the NBA, there's 30 of them, right? So they get to vote on proposals and changes that come up for the competition committees, the rules committees. So nothing gets implemented unless the owners approve it. And what they want is higher scoring, more offense, more excitement, more of the highlight reel type plays. And so for that reason, in basketball, hockey, because hockey offense is up as well, as is football, although not the last couple of years, really, which is kind of funny. Ironic, too, because of all the injuries to quarterbacks, despite the fact that the rules are out there to protect quarterbacks, despite the fact that the rules are essentially wrapping QBs in packing tape and bubble wrap. Oh, gosh, I have moving on my mind. We're wrapping them all up because they're so fragile and they can't get broken. And yet quarterbacks are still getting injured at an alarming rate. And this season, we've had more starting quarterbacks in one single year than any other season in NFL history. And so regardless of what they do with the rules, which is try to limit defenders so that they can facilitate more offense, with the number of quarterbacks that have gotten hurt, the offense is down anyway. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, an update from home. I will finally be home. We will finally be home on Saturday evening. We've got a trailer, two vehicles, two dogs, and 1,700 miles to go. Oh, two Airbnb stops. We'll be home on Saturday evening in time for Lions and Cowboys. That is the goal. We cannot mess with the goal. The goal is the goal. Anyway, there's an update from home in picture form. Oh, just look. Just go look on either Twitter or Facebook. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our YouTube channel as well. Some of you are already asking me about the blog post and wedding photos. Well, we're not to that point yet, but we will be. All right, so here's my big confession. You all were, a lot of you were with me right before I took off for the wedding and the festivities that happened after family and Christmas and all that jazz. And so the night that I took off, my last night on the air was December 12th into the morning of December 13th, a Wednesday. On that Tuesday evening, Draymond Green had been fouled by Yusuf Nurkic, if I remember correctly. And as he was trying to enhance the call for the official's perspective, for the official's benefit, ironic, right, that Steve Kerr is now talking about it. As he's attempting to enhance the call and maybe extricate himself from the hold of Nurkic, he flails away once again with far too much emphasis, and he goes with an elbow, boom, right into the, I think it was the face or the head. I remember seeing the highlight, quote-unquote highlight. I remember seeing it now, but he nails Nurkic. And the NBA had warned him. Any other egregious, flagrant fouls are going to result in severe discipline because we're done with this. We're done. We've warned you. We've suspended you multiple times. We've tried to tell you that this is not okay. You can't get away with what you're doing. And now we're suspending you indefinitely because we are always, your reputation precedes you. We're always going to take into account what's happened in your past. And so I talk about this on Tuesday evening, December 12th, and I go along my merry way. And between the drive to Houston and then the wedding weekend, I told you I took a week off from social media on, what was it? I guess it was Sunday evening or even Monday sometime. I'm kind of going through and catching up on headlines. I had no idea that Draymond had been suspended indefinitely. I had no idea. I didn't know. No one told me, which is good, actually, because I wouldn't have cared at that point. But yeah, right now he's participating in virtual meetings, Zoom calls, as the team, the league, union officials are trying to determine whether or not they're going to allow him back on the court. So, yeah, there's counseling and team conditions that Draymond has to fulfill before his suspension is lifted. And this is for the whole Yusuf Nurkic thing on December 12th. I didn't even know, but now I do. I'm catching up. Whew. 1 hour in the books. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Kate Abdo, the host of Kicking It, a new weekly show from the CBS Sports Golasso Network, where Clint Dempsey, Charlie Davies, Mo Adu, and I connect with the biggest personalities from global soccer and beyond to learn about their journeys and what makes them tick. This is the place for football fans to hear unfiltered conversations with the game's most familiar faces. So what are you waiting for?
Follow and listen to Kicking It on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.